This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continue in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. Reporter Erin Hale is there.
Earlier, I was in a major sort of protest hotspot in Causeway Bay, which is an important shopping district, and there was no police presence. So actually, a few hours ago, several thousand people from that protest moved several kilometers to where police were firing on protesters at a second hotspot. So that, I think all of those protesters have basically started to converge in the same area and help each other out. The protesters have dug in. They have built barricades and they have created their own shield walls to defend themselves from riot police who continue to fire tear gas at them. But they seem prepared to stay until late into the night.
Erin Hale reporting for VOA in Hong Kong. President Donald Trump is engaged in days of attacks on the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore and one of its top officials, Congressman Elijah Cummings. In recent congressional hearings, the African-American lawmaker assailed the Trump administration's treatment of migrants at the southern border with Mexico. In a string of Twitter comments, Trump called the 68-year-old Cummings, now in his 13th term in the House of Representatives, a brutal bully and claimed that his congressional district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. He rebuffed criticism of this latest attack on a minority lawmaker. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney rejected the notion that Trump's attacks on Cummings were racially motivated. On Fox News Sunday, he said, "The president is attacking Cummings for saying things about the immigration facilities that are not true." This is VOA News. Afghan authorities say a car bomb and gun attack in Kabul has killed at least two people and injured 25 others. Officials and witnesses said several heavily armed suicide bombers stormed a compound housing the office of Afghanistan Green Trend, a political movement headed by the country's former spy chief, Amrullah Saleh. Saleh is also a vice presidential candidate of incumbent President Ashraf Ghani's electoral team for the country's upcoming election. 18 candidates began a two-month campaign Sunday amid fears of foul play, insecurity, and doubts whether the vote set for September 28th will actually take place. Election officials, however, have vowed to ensure a transparent and safe election, even though half of the Afghan territory is controlled or hotly contested by the Taliban insurgency. Russian police cracked down hard on a weekend demonstration in Moscow. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of demonstrators gathered in the heart of the Russian capital to protest the exclusion of opposition candidates from the ballot for Moscow City Council, a vote scheduled to be held in September. Several activists wanting to run for a seat were arrested before the protest, while police took to the streets in riot gear. Demonstrators chanted slogans including "Russia will be free" and "Who are you beating?" as lines of helmeted police pushed into the crowds, beating people with batons and arresting hundreds. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States, the European Union, and human rights groups denounced what they called the disproportionate and indiscriminate use of force against the demonstrators. Hostile and provocative is how Iran labeled a proposal to form a European coalition to escort tankers through the Persian Gulf. Tensions have been mounting as Iran has become increasingly aggressive in the Strait of Hormuz, a key shipping lane that passes by Iranian territorial waters. Earlier this month, Iranian Revolutionary Guard commandos took control of a British-flagged oil tanker, the Stena Impero, as it passed through the strait. U.S. and Israeli officials say tests in Alaska of a jointly developed missile defense system have been successful. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday the Arrow 3 shield tests give his country the ability to act against ballistic missiles fired from Iran and from any other location. He called it a great achievement for Israel's security, adding, "All of our enemies should know that we will overcome them both defensively and offensively." Arrow 3 interceptors are designed to hit long-range missiles in space at an altitude that would safely destroy any nuclear warheads. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.